How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We shouldn't even have to ask almost, what is this need or why don't we give it? But we sometimes are challenged in this need of affection, aren't we?
For some of us, it's hard to give it and it's hard to receive it. But you have to look at, well, what is affection? Affection is kisses. It's verbalized expressions of love. It's caresses. But if that's such a simplistic definition, why is it sometimes so hard for us to give, and why is it sometimes so hard for us to receive? And the principle is this: if you haven't received it, you're not going to be comfortable giving it, and you won't be comfortable receiving it.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Would you like to see God a little more clearly? It'll have an effect on your life and relationships. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, How-Tos for Loving God and Loving Others, with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today's free download, an article on the priority of love. That and more at our website, greatcommandment.net. I'll give out all that information at the end of the program. Let's go back to David and Teresa.
David, I know most people are probably like me, that they don't even think about their concept of God or their view of God. How do we even know that we don't have kind of a 2020 vision of God and it needs correcting?
You know, I think one of the ways we will know, Teresa, at least it's helpful to me, is, first of all, as I began to read the Bible, I began to notice that Christ seems to respond differently a lot of times than I respond. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that's helped me.
Yeah.
In other words, when he is saddened over the city of Jerusalem that will reject him and crucify him, and then I read in the Bible where the disciples are wanting to cast down fire from heaven when they get rejected, I begin to see, there's a little difference here.
Yeah.
You know? And I think oftentimes we find, as we'll read the Bible, it's interesting how we begin to understand, maybe I'm responding and reactantly differently than Christ would. And when we see that, it's possible that we somehow have a faulty view of God.
Well, what about the way that I envision him? And in fact, think about the look on his face when he sees you, audience. I mean, when he sees me, this is what I picture. Christ is standing there with his hands on his hips, kind of looking down at me, being unhappy with me. So what emotion is that? Okay.
It's not good.
It's not good. But it needs to be more than that. And this is what I've come to find, that the way Christ really looks at me is with positive emotions like joy, love, compassion, excitement. If we look at Christ's face in any other way than positive emotions, maybe we need to look at a correction of our vision of God.
In fact, Teresa, on tomorrow's program, we're going to focus on one of the things I know God did in my own life is he begins to imagine, when I wake up in the morning, is it possible that God looks down and his heart is, as you just said, kind of excited, it's positive, and God's almost saying, he's awake. David's awake. I'm looking forward to loving him today. You know, a part of what we'd like to encourage you with is that for relationships to work, they'll work as we live out the truths of Scripture. You know, in the Great Commandment Principle book that you'll find on our website, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-881-8008, you'll find that there's an important connection in what we call the Great Commandment where we realize that we can only love with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength the real God. And if he's disappointed or if he's distant from me, that God I can't love with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. But if he is, as you just said, Teresa, excited to love me, if he has those positive, you know, grateful to see me kind of emotions, that God I can love with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And out of that love relationship, I can love others. And that's what makes relationships work.
Okay, this is our homework for you. This is our challenge for you, audience. In the morning when you wake up, the first thing that I want you to do when you wake up, imagine. Imagine a God who's excited that you're awake and wants to love you. Can you do that? I mean, that's pretty easy to say it, but what's the first thing in your mind? So that's the homework, the challenge, to think about the first thing to imagine that God's excited that you're awake and wants to love you. Let me encourage you to go to greatcommandment.net, click on Great Commandment Radio, find the download called The Priority of Love, then do your own self-assessment. How do you see Christ? Inspecting, disappointed, distant. But be sure and read the meditation at the end of the download. The real Jesus is praying for you, that you would know him and know that he's excited to love you.
As we close today's program, as Teresa just mentioned, why don't you imagine that Christ is praying for you? You know, the Bible in Hebrews 7:25 says he ever lives to make intercession. He's always praying. And I don't know about you, but I sometimes wonder, what's he praying about? What is he praying for you? What if he was praying for you that you would see him the way he really is, excited to love you? And out of that love, it will empower your loving others around you. Thanks for joining us today. On tomorrow's program, we'll focus on how do we correct our vision of God? How do we change some of these faulty concepts of God in order that relationships might work? Relationships that work, whether in marriage, in our friendships, in our ministry to others, as a single parent, we're excited that you have joined us today on Great Commandment Radio. Practical tips for how to love God and love others. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Thanks now.
Be sure to visit our website, The Priority of Love. It's more than just a good idea. It's a way to live life. How do you do it? Find out with today's free download on The Priority of Love. And for more in-depth study and hopefully experience in Great Commandment relationships, order the book, The Great Commandment Principle. That's The Great Commandment Principle by David and Teresa Ferguson. That and so much more. Great Commandment Network of Churches and chat rooms and other resources at greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net or toll free 1-800-881-8008. We continue our series, How To's for Relationships That Work, on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.
Teresa, I know there's been times when it's been a challenge for you to love me.
Oh,
I mean,
no, never.
Really?
Never.
You know, you've been challenged by my tendency to be late all the time for two or three decades. To never pick up anything I ever took off, it seemed, around the house. You've been challenged to love me. I know you have. And you needed a real reservoir of love. You needed some unexplainable, miraculous love in order for you to be able to love me.
Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Many of us are involved in various aspects of ministry, and there's a challenge today for the church to be increasingly relevant in a pain-filled world.
How-Tos for Loving God and Loving Others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We've got a good pastor friend at Good Shepherd Church. You know where a great deal of their ministry takes place? They send care ministry teams into the emergency room waiting rooms of hospitals near their church. Imagine on Friday and Saturday nights, these care ministry teams sit there with family members and friends and loved ones of people who are in an emergency room. They're there for all kinds of pain-filled reasons. And in that emergency waiting room, there are many family members and friends there who are needing the blessing of comfort.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
I have to confess that my eyes don't see as well as they used to. They need a little vision correction. But have you ever thought about your relationships maybe needing a little vision correction?
Now, what are you talking about?
Well,
here,
let
Teresa?
Me ask you this question. The relationship that you're in, is it working? Is it working the way that you want it to? Do you feel close to that person? Intimate? Even get along. Do you even get along?
That's David and Teresa Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio. More practical how-tos for loving God and loving others, experiencing what the Bible calls the greatest of all the commandments. Well, do your relationships work? Well, this week on Great Commandment Radio, that's our topic, relationships that work. On today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, you'll learn how your view of God can impact your relationship with other people. If you see God as condemning, you may tend to be harsh or critical with other people. If your God is distant or neglectful, your relationships may reflect much the same thing. So today, check your vision in order to see the real God. And then as you see Him more clearly, your relationships will work. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Well, how can I say relationships and vision go together? Well, let me say it to you like this. Do you realize that the way that you see God affects the relationship that you're in today? And that's what we're going to be talking about, how we see God and how it affects our day-to-day relationships.
All week long, we're going to be focusing on relationships that work. I hope yours are working. And if they're needing a little tune-up on today's program, as Teresa just said, we're going to talk about vision correction. Teresa, you just alluded to the fact that I think miraculously or painfully, I guess the best word,
painfully.
At about age 40, something started happening to the vision.
It was definitely overnight for me.
It really was. And in that same way, what we want to encourage you to think about today on Great Commandment Radio is how do you see God and how might that relate to your relationships? You know, I know for years my own vision, if you will, needed to be corrected on how I saw God. For too often, I saw Him as kind of trying to catch me doing something wrong. My God was kind of inspecting me, just knowing that I'm going to mess up in some way. And I think it ended up painfully doing several things in my relationships. It tended to help get me focusing on what are people not doing? What's not happening?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was that in our marriage or whether it was with friends What have they not got done? What are they not doing that they ought to be doing? Or whether it was in ministry or those around me, all those painful things that were happening and being played out in my relationships related to my vision of how I saw God.
Well, my vision of God, you know, when I turned 40, the old eyes, that's what I call them, old eyes coming, and I had to see that I had an old perspective and an old vision of what God was to me. How I saw him was an old perspective. I actually saw God as disappointing and judging. I could actually picture him, this stern disciplinarian, you know, this distant person that's kind of closed off from me. Well, guess what? That's exactly the way that my marriage looked to me. I was always critical and judging. With the kids, they just got this stern, strict look from their mom all the time when they didn't perform, quote unquote. Or, you know, even with other people, I could feel this closed off. I kept this little wall, this bubble up around me, you know, not letting them come in.
No wonder we had kind of a challenging relationship for many years, honey. You know, that sense of, you know, what haven't you done today, Teresa?
Well, everything that we just described was kind of a bleak picture, and that was our relationship.
It really was. So we were being challenged to have our relationships work because of our vision of God. We're glad you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio and excited to be able to share with you some things we hope will be helpful as you explore how you see God.
We're really committed to this because as we have understood how we see God, we don't want you out there, couples, families, friends, to struggle like we did. We want you to be able to learn from our mistakes. Let me mention the download today. The download on greatcommandment.net is called Priority of Love Sermon, and it helps you to check your view of God because as I understood my view of God was kind of skewed, was cloudy, wasn't the right kind, then I was able better to love the people that I had a relationship with.
Are your relationships working? Is your intimacy with God as deep as you would like it to be? Is there a sense of closeness in your marriage? How about abundance in your family life? Intimacy with your children? All of those things in some strange way, as we'll be exploring all week, are related to how we see God. On today's program, a vision correction. I wonder if you could benefit from the download that Teresa just mentioned. It's called The Priority of Love. Visit greatcommandment.net. What you'll find is a little inventory. It encourages you to turn to John 14:15 to look at that one simple Bible verse. Here's what it says. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then it challenges you to imagine, how do you see Jesus when he says those words? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Do you see him as kind of a Christ who stands there shaking his finger? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's a little bit of what this download's about. And I think you'll be surprised if you'll take this little inventory. It'll help you understand your vision of God. And very interestingly, that vision of God will affect whether your relationships are working or not. We're glad you've joined us on today's program, Great Commandment Radio. And we're excited to share all week long as we focus upon God's plan for relationships that work. Check your vision of how you see God, and we'll be back after the break.
David and Teresa Ferguson, relationships that work on a basis of God's priority. You can learn about the priority of love. It's today's free download from Great Commandment Radio, The Priority of Love. Visit greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. And while you're there, order your own copy of The Great Commandment Principle, the book by David and Teresa Ferguson that will give you more how-tos for loving God and loving others in the real world. The Great Commandment Principle, today's free download, our Great Commandment network of churches, chat rooms, and more, all at GreatCommandment.net. That's GreatCommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Have you ever been reading the Bible, maybe sitting in church, listening to a Bible study or a sermon? Something from the Word of God just kind of seems to touch your heart and encourage you.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You might have been a little down or in some way anxious about certain things of the future. All of a sudden, God, by His Spirit, took His Word and encouraged your heart. That's what Romans 15:4 talks about. Through the encouragement of Scripture, we might find hope. Did you know that you have a God? He's at work through the Word, through the worship, through our times with Him, to encourage us.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Did you know there's a connection between having relationships that work in your life and friendships and seeing God as He really is? To understand that connection, we take you now to an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson.
One of the challenges for many of us in our human relationships, our earthly relationships, is that we at times are missing out on the depth of closeness and abundance and intimacy of relationship with God because we don't have the proper concept of who He really is. You cannot love with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength anyone other than the real God. To the extent that your and my concept of who He really is warped, to the extent that our concept of who He really is tainted, you cannot experience a depth of loving Him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so as I mentioned last night, just that simple concept of what's His heart towards you when you wake up this morning. How many of you might have been reminded of that as our worship leader asked us of, you know, He's awake, she's awake. That's the heart of God, I'm convinced. His art, his attitude towards you is not, oh no, he's awake or she's awake. It's not of, I'm going to watch him or her close. That is not his heart towards you. Psalms 139:3 says, in fact, he is intimately acquainted with all of your ways. And that word means caringly involved. When you woke up this morning, I think the heart of God was, how can I be caringly involved in her life? How can I be caringly involved in his life? How could I do that today? Now, if you ever grasp a concept of that real God, it'll produce in you what it produced in the heart of the Apostle Paul that we sung about just a little while ago, and that is the Apostle Paul says, I count everything else as lost for the surpassing value of just one thing. I want to what? I want to know him. You see, I want to know a God who, when I woke up this morning, had me on his heart. See, many of us struggle to want to get to know him because we're not quite sure who he really is. The Creator would have on his heart wanting to enjoy fellowship with you. Remember, the book of Revelation says, for his good pleasure we have been created. For thy good pleasure all things have been created. The thought that we have the capacity to bring pleasure to the Creator through our loving relationship with him is humbling. It's awing. And yet, the more we live out that sense of awe and wonder, the more we're able to express that horizontally to those around us.
As God has begun to correct my vision of who he really is, a God who loves, a God who gives grace and compassion, one who wants to be close to me, that has made me more compassionate. That's made me more understanding in my relationship with people. He's made our relationships work.
You know, and Teresa, I think as over the years, God's begun to help me with my vision of him, moving me from seeing him as focused on what's not right and what I haven't got done to more of a God who's, he's excited to love me. He is excited to really minister to me, his life and love. He's blessed to just be my friend. In the midst of that, I think it's helped me become less focused upon what people aren't doing and more focused upon the gratitude for just being with people. Not so much focused upon they didn't get this done or they haven't done this or why haven't you done this, Teresa, but more just enjoying being with you. It's really helped my relationships work. In our closing segment, we'll be giving you some practical homework on how you can correct your vision of how you see God. We hope you'll also visit our website at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the download for today entitled The Priority of Love. It's a great little inventory of how you read one Bible verse, John 14:15. Get your Bible, open it up, and then just imagine, how do you picture Jesus when he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Some of us cannot imagine that Jesus is talking to us. When he says, if you, some of us almost imagine he's looking past me to somebody important. Others of us imagine that he's kind of lecturing us. He's shaking his head, sternly folding his arm. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Take that download, and I think you'll be amazed that it's possible this verse is actually a promise. What if it really is saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments? What if it's a promise? He's longing for you to love him. Visit greatcommandment.net. You'll also find the resource for the week. It's called The Great Commandment Principle, a book that is, I know, helped Teresa and I focus on some of the principles that have helped our relationships to work. Thanks for joining us today. And on the other side of the break, practical homework in how your relationships can work.
David and Teresa Ferguson back with us with some homework to experience in the upcoming weekend. Be sure to order their book, The Great Commandment Principle. The Great Commandment Principle by David and Teresa Ferguson. Biblical, practical, in-depth how-tos for loving God and loving others and learning how to pass that skill on to others. The Great Commandment Principle. Oh, and today's free download as well. And our Great Commandment Network of churches and workshops and seminars. Well, you get the idea. GreatCommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net or call toll free 1-800-881-8008.